Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Woo! Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Private Labeler Show, episode number 9. Can you believe it? Private Labeler Show is a show dedicated to helping 1,000 people start an online business this year and become entrepreneurs, become financially free, quit the job that they hate, start living an awesome life, yada, yada, yada. So hopefully by now you are one of those people that are well on your way to quitting your job that you hate and becoming financially free, financially independent with an Amazon business or an online business in general. And if that's you, congratulations, pat yourself on the back. You are awesome. If you're not quite there yet, don't worry. We're going to get you there. We're going to get you there. So episode 9 here, folks, we're going to talk about post-launch activities. So the things that you should and can be doing on a daily basis now that your product is launched. There's a bunch of things that you're probably thinking, like, well, what do I do now? Like, what are the next steps? So we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But before that, make sure you go to privatelabelershow.com. Go to that website right there and subscribe to be notified anytime I have new content coming out. I'll simply just let you know. I'm not going to spam you with a bunch of garbage. I'm just going to alert you that I have new content to share that hopefully provides value and benefits you in your Amazon business. So also check out iTunes, Stitcher, or YouTube. Subscribe to one of those platforms, whatever you deem necessary there. Now, before we really get into the meat and potatoes of the episode, I wanted to share some thoughts on something. So this has to do with like entrepreneurship in kind of in a nutshell. I recently read a blog post. I think it was on like the Huffington Post or some other kind of big blog. And it talked about the American dream or the idea of the American dream. And they did a survey and they determined that I think it was almost 60% of people that took the survey had the thought that the American dream was either dead or dying. And I was like, wow, that's a lot of people. That's a crazy amount of people. I don't know how skewed those results were to get the result that they wanted. But anyhow, it really kind of made me laugh. I just went, wow. I mean, that to me is unfortunate that they think that way. I don't see it that way at all. I guess it's all about perception. I think that today, now, 2016 is the greatest single time to be alive in human history for a lot of different reasons. But dealing with the American dream and ideas behind that, there's never been a greater time in history to create the life and the lifestyle that you desire. So in terms of finances or being financially free, it's never been easier, in my opinion, to be financially free. And to have an online business or to be able to reach people from all over the world to share your ideas, to sell your goods, to sell your products. It's never been easier. So unfortunately, a lot of those people that probably took that survey, they don't have an Amazon business. They don't have an online business. They're not entrepreneurs. And I can see kind of why they might feel that way because their mindset might be old school. They might be living in the past where, you know, you think you have to work for somebody else just to make a living. And yeah, times might be tough in your area as far as jobs and the wages being down potentially. And that's just, you know, that's just part of life. That's unfortunate. But I am super excited that I, you know, in the past few years found online entrepreneurship, online businesses, things like that. And you should be excited as well because, you know, there's never been a time in history where you can accumulate so much wealth so quickly because of an online business. I mean, it's all here and it's only going to get better. And I don't know how many of you out there are actually fans of the show Shark Tank. Now, I don't have cable, so I don't watch a lot of television because I'm usually busy working on things. But I was actually tuned in last night because that's one of the only shows I'll actually watch. And there was this 16-year-old kid who was a really bright kid, very, very intelligent. He was actually on the show, came there with his grandma, I believe. And he had this whole idea that he was working on for the past few years about revolutionizing the way that shampoos and soaps were were made and how people used them. And he had kind of this whole like save the earth, you know, go green type of approach that he showed. And it was pretty amazing, like how this kid thought of this idea. And there he is in front of the sharks on Shark Tank pitching this idea, and they were just blown away. You know, they thought, wow, this kid's going to change a lot with this concept or this idea that he had. I think he ended up getting his offer accepted for what he was looking for financing, so on and so forth. But I just, you know, I love shows like that. I love seeing people that are creating. I love seeing people that are thinking outside the box. And, you know, that show always gets me pumped, and it makes me realize that the American dream has never been brighter and more alive than it is right now. When you see shows like that of people just really trying to change the world through their ideas and make it a better place with their ideas and products and things of that sort. So don't ever let anybody tell you that the American dream is dying. They're full of it, full of crap. So yes, Shark Tank, good. If you watch Shark Tank, let me know in the comments. Maybe you did see that episode. Let me know what you think of the show. I'm a huge fan of it. So bottom line is, be a creator, be a producer. I think it was about 90% of people in the world are just consumers, and roughly about 10% or less are actually producers, people creating things, creating products, creating ideas that they're selling to the consumers. So you always want to be on that side. You want to be the side of, you know, creating. So whether that's an Amazon business where you're creating products that are fulfilling the needs of the consumer, you want to be on that side of things. You don't just want to be a consumer and consume all day long. So with that being said, that's just kind of my little rant there about the American dream. Let me know your take on it. I'd be very, very curious and interested to hear your thoughts on that as well. So in this episode, guys, so let's get into episode 9 here. We, up to this point, have launched a product, and hopefully, you know, it's going very well. And a lot of times you just go, well, what do I do now? Like, what's the next step? Well, we're going to talk about that. I'm going to break it down in a couple of steps on like the daily tasks that you should be doing after you did your launch. So the first things first, really kind of step one, is you want to make sure that you're following up on your reviews from your internal list of people that you had from your internal launch list that we talked about in one of the last episodes. And just making sure that the people that did purchase your product, maybe with your coupon code that said they were going to get around to reviewing your product, that they actually did it. So just kind of pick up the slack on any stragglers out there. There's always a few people that, you know, they're busy. They got things going on and they might not be able to get to it. So make sure you go back, use your spreadsheet and just follow up. And you'll obviously be checking your product constantly. So you're probably looking at, you know, who left reviews and things like that. And just make sure you're updating your spreadsheet. So now the next thing that you kind of want to do, so kind of step two, is you want to follow up on seller feedback. In your Amazon dashboard, in your Seller Central account dashboard, you'll be able to see all of the people that left seller feedback. Now, what's the difference between seller feedback and an actual review? Well, seller feedback is basically dealing with shipping and packaging. So Amazon will ask the customer, how did the product come? Did it come packaged correctly? Was it on time? Things kind of pertaining to the shipping of the order. And then reviews deal specifically with the product. So on the product page for your product, obviously there's a star rating for reviews where they can leave their actual product reviews. That's just the reviews. That's just dealing specifically with the product itself. Okay. So there's two different things here. There's seller feedback and then there's product reviews. Now you can see seller feedback come in on your Seller Central account, as I mentioned. And anytime that you get seller feedback, you can click on it and you can see what they wrote about you. They rank you and they'll kind of give you some comments about, you know, the shipping. It might say, oh, 5 stars. The shipping was great. Got it on time. Everything was perfect. And yada, yada, yada. So that's not a product review. That's just seller feedback on your shipping. Now, if you're doing Amazon FBA, obviously Amazon's dealing with the shipping for you and taking care of that. But just wanted you to be aware of the differences there. So you're going to follow up. And what you can actually do then is if somebody leaves you seller feedback, you can respond to them. You can start a dialogue with them. There's like a reply button there. You can start communicating with them right from there. So if they leave you seller feedback, you know, you can reply back to them thanking them. And then the next thing that you could do is ask them for a review. Okay. Just simply ask them, hey, would you mind leaving a product review? So on and so forth. All right. So that's one way to start to build up reviews is just to ask them directly. Now, if you're like me, you like to automate things. You like to make things easier. I believe in working smarter, not harder in this situation. So one of the things that I use, like the majority of successful Amazon private labelers out there, is a automation software or program that will automate your entire feedback and review process. So there are two services that you can choose to use, which are in my resources section. One is Feedback Genius and the other is SalesBacker. And for example, SalesBacker, the way I have mine set up is that anytime somebody buys a product from me, there's an automatic loop of auto-generated emails that get sent out using Amazon's system. And I can send emails automatically to that customer that buys that product with just an autoresponder. And it's inside Amazon's system. It's completely legit. It's not breaking any terms of service or anything like that. So in this automated response system, I can send them some messages like thanking them for their purchase, asking them for feedback on the shipping, asking them for product reviews, things of that sort. So the whole process is just essentially automated. So once I set it up, I really don't have to touch it ever again. Unless I want to tweak and modify, I can definitely do that. But I would definitely recommend that you look into that because as you ramp up in sales, if you're constantly having to send out all these messages to people asking for reviews and things like that through the Seller Central system, I mean, it's going to be too much. You just want to automate that entire process. So look into Feedback Genius or SalesBacker. I'll put the links to those in the show notes so you can check those out as well. So that's one of the things I would look into signing up for right away if I were you. Now, the next step really is that you want to review or look at your sales page and monitor the reviews coming in on a daily basis. And as somebody leaves a review, you want to respond to it. You want to thank them for leaving a review. No matter what, even if it's like a 1 or 2 star review, if you have a bad review that comes in, you don't ever want to respond to it in a negative way because other people can see that. You always just want to thank them for the review, take what they're saying, to heart and addressing the matter. So maybe somebody's complaining about something that they have a legitimate reason to complain about. Use that as feedback. Use that information as feedback. So maybe you address that on your next product order. But anybody that's leaving a review, thank them. And as new customers, as organic customers start to see and scroll down and look at your reviews, they'll look at that you're actually reaching out to these people that have left reviews. It's kind of like a good, it's a good business decision to do this because people will see that and then they're like, wow, this is an actual company that they're actually caring about what people are saying about their product. So make sure that you're following up and all the reviews each and every day and responding to them. Now, you're going to get some situations where the customers need to have things addressed. Maybe something is screwed up with their order. Maybe they're unhappy with a certain thing. Maybe their product broke. Fill in the blank. There's always something that's going to happen. It's never perfect. Now, my advice to you here is to simply just say yes. I used to work in sales for a long time, and the longer I worked in it, the more I realized that literally just saying yes to the customer's demands or desires is way easier than fighting them on anything. I see sometimes in the forums or the message boards that you see sellers that are just fighting with customers about little tiny minute details about like a refund or an issue with the product. And they'll sit there and go off on this huge tangent. And to me, that's just piss poor. That's piss poor customer service, in my opinion. You want to take care of your customer regardless. Now, obviously, there are extreme exceptions, but in most cases, just say yes. So no matter what it is, offer to refund their purchase, offer to send them a new product, whatever it may be. It's so much easier just to say yes to take care of those one-off problems that you have versus fighting with that customer and having things kind of spiral out of control. So at the end of the day, just say yes, just take care of the customer. Again, if you know they have an issue, and if you leave that even in the review that, hey, we're taking care of you, no problem. Potential customers or organic searches, when people come in, they're like, wow, this, again, is a company that's on top of things. It looks like they care. They're involved, and they're going to make sure that I'm happy with my product. If not, I can, you know, potentially get a refund or a new product or my money back or whatever. So that's just my way of handling issues. To just say yes, it makes things so much easier. Make it a top priority. Take care of it immediately. Don't put it off. It's just so much easier. So the next step, so kind of like step four-ish, you want to make sure on a daily basis that you're tracking your BSR, so your best sellers rank, and tracking your keywords so that you kind of know after you launch, are you where you want to be for your keyword ranking for the pages that, you know, maybe your main keyword, you're on page one now, or you always just want to be aware of those things and what's working, what's not working, and constantly just observing and collecting data. So after your launch, you know, where are you settling for BSR? Are you floating way outside to where you kind of desire to be? So just track it. Just know kind of where you're at on a daily basis. You don't want to, you know, abandon your business. And chances are you're going to be so into your product anyways that you're going to be checking constantly, you know, for sales that have come in, for reviews. I mean, you're probably going to be all over it and giddy and excited. And that's good. That's how you should be. So what else should you be doing, though? Well, you want to be evaluating your listing. You know, take a look at your listing again as the weeks kind of go out from when your product launch, and just make sure that, is your title really up to par? Is your listing, you know, good? Do you have the right keywords selected? So just evaluate that and then make those changes kind of slowly. You don't want to blow up your entire listing and start ripping it down and doing all sorts of crazy stuff if you don't need to. So just do things slow. So if you want to adjust something in the title, you know, make that quick tweak and then let it sit for a few days and see what the actual results were. So don't change a whole bunch of stuff at once without actually knowing what's making the difference or the impact going forward. Now, you can also look at your pricing too. So you might look at it and go, you know, I'm not really making the sales I expected to make. And maybe one of the things you do is just slightly lower your price. And that way it might kind of, fuel some extra sales for you and kind of pick up and spike your ranking a little bit. So that's just simple stuff you can do, but you don't want to be changing your price every day, like all over the board. Again, you just want to do things like make a change and then see what the outcome was 3, 4, 5, 6 days later. You'll kind of see going forward what that change is going to actually do or impact your listing for. So now another thing you want to do too is constantly look at your conversion rates for your sales page. So if you go into Amazon Seller Central, there's a couple different ways to see it, but you can go in and actually see in the reports what your conversion rate is on your sales page. Now that's basically how many people are actually buying your product versus like how many eyeballs your page is getting. So if you have a really low conversion rate, let's say it's only like 5% on the really low end, that might tell you that you have a problem somewhere. So you want to look at how many sessions your page is getting. You know, are people actually seeing it? And if they are seeing it, you know, are they actually buying? So Amazon's not going to like your listing if it has a super low conversion rate. They're not going to do things on their end to get your product in the eyes of potential buyers. So they like pages that convert, and you should obviously too. So you can look at your conversion rates on a day-to-day basis and see kind of where you stack up. So if you're not at least at 10%, depending upon your product, you know that you probably have room for improvement. Now, early on, if you only have maybe a couple of reviews, it might be difficult for your page to convert because, again, it might not have that social proof. But as your product starts to become a little bit more established, you got, you know, maybe 100 reviews or 50 reviews now, it should obviously be converting a little bit higher because it does have, you know, social proof. Assuming those reviews are good and assuming it's got a lot of 5-star reviews, a lot of videos, a lot of picture reviews, things like that, that's going to help your page convert. But if you just have a really low conversion rate, even though you have a lot of reviews, you know that you need to tweak things. You know that you need to look at, again, your pricing, the keywords in your listing, your back end setup for your keywords, things of that sort. Are your images really as high quality as they should be? Could you address those? Could you maybe rearrange some of the images on the page and see what happens? So there's a lot of little tweaks that you can do. And again, do them in small increments and track the progress and track the changes, okay? So next thing, if you haven't yet, you can download the Amazon FBA or Seller Central, I believe, app for your smartphone. And once you do this, I promise you it's going to be super addicting. From here, you can see all your sales information and a lot of the data. Like every time you have sales, you can see it. So it's just a little app on your phone. I'd highly recommend you download it. It's really going to connect you to your business. So I know sometimes I'll be out and about running some errands and I'll get a message on my phone. Somebody might have a question about maybe the product that they ordered from me, and they might be having an issue, and I can immediately respond to them with this app. So it really connects me to my business and my customer so that I can take care of issues on the spot and not, you know, just when I'm in front of my laptop. So check out that app as well. I love it. It is super addicting. One of the first things I do every morning when I wake up is I'm checking sales right away from my app. I know a lot of you out there probably are as well. So I would be pretty nervous to actually find out how many times a day I check this thing. And I'm sure we're all guilty of it because it's super addicting. So those are kind of the main things that you want to do. Now, there could be other, you know, little things you could take care of as well, but that's kind of the 101 after you launch of just stuff you want to pay attention to. Now, I did mention in last week's or the last episode, which I believe is episode 8, I told you to start a PPC pay-per-click auto campaign. And if you have not, please do that. You're going to want to start an auto campaign and start it at a very kind of like a low budget, low bids, just to get it rolling at this point. Now, I believe in the next episode, I'm going to do an entire an episode dedicated just to pay-per-click, kind of things I've learned thus far, because pay-per-click's kind of a monster. I mean, it's not an easy thing to just understand right off the bat. It takes a little bit of finesse and some practice. But if you haven't started that pay-per-click campaign, do so and just run it on auto and don't touch it for at least a week. Just let it run. Just let it collect data. Let it start serving ads and getting in front of, you know, having those ads served in front of your customers. And if you connect on a few sales because of it, that's bonus. But it's just going to be a process. So at least get it started. And the next thing I would tell you to do, start another campaign. So start a second campaign that is a manual campaign. So when you're setting up your PPC campaigns, you'll be able to see this. Start a manual campaign for your product and use the suggested keywords that Amazon recommends and put it on a broad search. So you'll have some options there. You'll have broad, phrase, exact. Simply start a manual campaign with suggested keywords on broad. And again, start it with a relatively low daily budget. Start the default click cost at, it's going to vary per product, so whatever I tell you is not going to matter anyways, but start it at something relatively low. You know, maybe it's 30 cents, 40 cents, 50 cents, and you can adjust all those individually anyways. But you just want to get that started at kind of a slow trickle and having your ads starting to get served. So start those up and for at least a week. And basically once you get them started, don't touch them. Just leave them. So start low and just let it go. And again, we'll talk more in the future about what you should do after that. Now, if you're experienced with pay-per-click, maybe you do Google AdWords and you're very comfortable with this, then go nuts. Obviously, you know, just do what you have experience in, you know, doing in this case when it comes to pay-per-click. But if you have never run any pay-per-click on any level whatsoever, this is going to be a learning curve and a process for you. Now, one of the things that when I came into the private labeling industry or the business with Amazon, one of the things I heard about was that those who spend the time to truly learn pay-per-click, to become experts at it, will in a lot of cases be able to outsell or outdo a lot of their competitors, okay? Not in all cases, but if you're an expert at pay-per-click, if you truly understand it, you can really, really be an awesome seller on Amazon. Now, a lot of times what people do is they just turn on a simple auto campaign and let Amazon handle it, and that's fine. But if you really want to take your listing to the next level and increase your sales, you're going to want to get involved and start running some of these different types of campaigns with exact match, with phrase match, and truly digging into pay-per-click. So your competition is out there. Are they running just auto, or are they actually diving in? And you can get ahead of them if you truly understand pay-per-click. And like I said, it's a learning process. It's a learning curve. Now, if you do have no desire whatsoever to spend any time on pay-per-click, it just doesn't interest you maybe, you just don't see the point of learning it, what I would recommend that you do, depending upon your budget, is hire somebody to manage it for you. There are plenty of people out there that will manage your pay-per-click accounts for all of your products. Now, they have rates kind of all over the board depending upon their expertise and what they're willing to do for you. So you can start kind of looking around. There's different people out there, different services out there for people just to take control over everything. So maybe if you only have one product, it's not that big a deal for you to manage it. But as you start growing, maybe you have 5 or 10 products, it can be a lot to handle on a weekly basis to manage your pay-per-click. So in a lot of cases, those people might just hire somebody that are professionals at it. The way it takes it off their plate, they can then focus on growing their business and not, you know, working so much in the business on the minutia, kind of like the small details. So you can look into that depending upon your budget. But I would much rather have an expert deal with it if I had a lot of products. So that way I knew it was getting done right. And then I can worry about my, you know, growing my business with my next product. So that's just kind of my take on that. So get that, those campaigns started. And then, like I said, the next episode, we will dive in a little bit deeper going over what's the difference between broad, phrase, and exact, and just different things I've learned. And by no means am I a pay-per-click expert, by no means, okay? But I think I've dedicated enough of my time to learning it that I can offer you some knowledge and advice on it, maybe what to do, what not to do, and hopefully benefit you in the start on your pay-per-click journey. So that's kind of the episode. Basically, I you know, at this point, I hope that your product is kicking butt. Sometimes people just hit all the right buttons and all of a sudden their product is just off to the races and they're, you know, just kicking butt, which is great. Hopefully that's you. I'm really excited. So maybe you could put in a comment some of your results so far. So in the comment on the blog, or if you're watching this on YouTube, leave me a comment. How's your product selling? How's it going? You know, how many units did you put out a day, or just anything in general, any results that you could share, I would greatly appreciate it. I'd love to hear it. Or maybe, unfortunately, things kind of didn't work out the way that you wanted to at this point. Maybe share some of the problems that you've had so far and see if we can address that and get that fixed so that we can get your product selling the way that you intended it to sell. So again, thank you for tuning in today to the episode. I hope you got a little bit of value out of this episode. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Certainly, if you have any questions outside of this as well, fire away in the Facebook group. So go to the Facebook group. Basically, if you go to privatelabelershow.com, you'll see a link for the Private Mastermind Facebook group for the podcast here. If you have not joined, please join. And if you have questions about anything whatsoever, just fire away in there, and I'll do my best to respond to you in an appropriate manner. Or maybe if you want a future question or a question answered in a future podcast episode, by all means, fire away and I'll evaluate it, look at it, and see if we can address it so that everybody can get the feedback. So have a great day and happy selling, everybody. Talk to you later. Hey, I was wondering if you could do me a quick favor. If you listen to this podcast episode on iTunes, Stitcher, or even YouTube, could you please leave me a quick review or a quick upvote? It would be greatly appreciated and go a long way to helping me reach my goal of helping 1,000 people start an online business in 2016. Thank you and talk soon.